Bill Hoppe, a beat reporter for the Sabres, joins us now. Bill, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I probably should have read BuffaloHockeyBeat.com. Is that a franchise record, most losses in a row?
As far as I know, yes. I think it's confusing today with all these, you know, overtime losses and what have you, and there's ties in the past. But, yeah, as far as I know, this is the longest one ever.
Have they been as bad as the record suggests lately?
Mostly, yeah. I mean, they had an early lead the other night in Detroit, and it looked like they might actually beat the Red Wings and go into the break nicely. And they played all right Saturday, but for the most part, I mean, they've been terrible. I mean, they just got – a week ago they got annihilated by the Wild, and they get outshot every night, and their goal differential is crazy. And I'm not a big advanced stats guy, but their Corsi is just, like, galling. They never have the puck. Teams just – have shot attempts all night, and they're bad, all-time bad.
What now? I don't expect them to improve. Like, I expect them to finish 30th, which will lock them a guarantee of getting McDavid or Eichel for sure, regardless of if they lose a lottery for the second year in a row or not. Do you see them? Is there anybody there outside of Chris Stewart, and I'm not even sure how much value he has, that teams would be calling Buffalo to acquire at the deadline?
Maybe. I mean, as far as guys who will be unrestricted, Torrey Mitchell's pretty good third liner, versatile, can play center of the wing. I think they might have some interest in re-signing him. Both goalies are unrestricted, and if they make a decision on one, then I'm sure the other one will be available, and you can probably have one of them cheaply. Drew Stafford's available. I don't know how much interest will be in him. There could be a little. As far as the non-unrestricted guys, you keep hearing Tyler Myers' name. I don't know how much smoke there is there. I think a lot of that comes out of Detroit. So there are some guys people might want, but there's not a lot there once you get beyond the young guys.
Bill, we're acutely aware of this in Edmonton, and I think Buffalo is in for about a five-year taste of it as well. It doesn't matter if you call McDavid and Eichel generational players. No player, no matter how good, is going to come in at 18 or 19 years old and turn around a team as bad as the Buffalo Sabres, or for that matter, the Edmonton Oilers. Three first overall picks haven't done that. Fans fully understand this, right?
Do the fans fully understand it? Some do, some don't. I think there's a lot of people that think Jack Eichel or Connor McDavid would be a savior, but I don't see how that happens. I mean, let's say Connor McDavid has 30 goals next year and 75 points or a little more. I mean, you plug that in the Sabres lineup right now, I mean, it might make a little difference, but it's not going to move them up that much further. They're not going to be a playoff team next year the way they're currently constructed. So, some people get it, some people don't. But, yeah, the Sabres, even if they get one of those guys, are years and years away.
Now, looking at the Sabres, and, you know, are they a bad organization, Bill? Like, outside of the one player, does the GM, you know, has he made any moves that make you believe, okay, this team is starting to improve?
No. In the summer, I thought they had a good summer getting Josh Georges and Matt Molson. They re-signed Cody McCormick, and I'm leaving somewhere out here. But I thought they had a pretty good – oh, Brian Gianta. I thought they had a good summer, and I thought they would, you know, hang around maybe a playoff spot maybe into the winter. They could finish 22nd overall or 25th overall. But those moves haven't done anything. Josh Georges has the worst plus-minus rating in the league, I think. Andre Mazzaro is another guy they signed that's just been terrible. And they haven't done anything. I mean, they haven't made one move since they started going down in October, and again in late December, early January. Not one move has been made. So, I mean, draw your own conclusions.
Yeah, Bill, that's the thing now. Sort of back to what I touched on, whether it's one generational player, and say there's a couple of other players in the system who might make a difference, you've got to have the right veterans, you got to have goaltending, you got to have defense. There's so many holes here and so much work to do that you've got to see some room for improvement. Frankly, when I look at the Sabres NHL roster and organizationally, I don't see a lot there.
They do have some guys. I think guys like Zemgus Girgensons and
he's an all-star.
Tyler Ennis. What's that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just said he's an all-star. We know how that
Nikita Zadorov. I mean, those guys are keepers. And then there's some guys in the minors. Mikhail Grigorenko has gotten back on track, although he wasn't very good during his recall. And they have Joel Armia, their first rounder in 2011. And they have Mark Pesek, who should probably be up in the NHL. He's still in Rochester. So they have some of those guys. And they do have a lot of choice prospects, but they're still in junior and college. So, I mean, those guys are 3-4 years away, at least two, maybe if you're optimistic. So, on the NHL side, there's nothing there. In the AHL, there's some. Juniors, college, there's a decent amount. But, yeah, there's no quick fix for them.
Do they have a losing culture, Bill? And if so, who's responsible for it?
I think there is a losing culture, although Ted Nolan's trying his best to fix it. I think he made some strides last year, although they've probably regressed this year in that regard. Who's responsible for it? Darcy Regier. He created this mess, and no one's gotten out of it yet. I mean, this is a team. I think 2 years ago at this time, they were 2-0. They were a veteran team supposed to make the playoffs, contend for the Stanley Cup. And within a matter of weeks, they had torn it apart and started this dramatic rebuild. And it's crazy to think that just two years ago at this time, they had Robin Regier and Jason Pominville and Thomas Banik and Ryan Miller and Steve Ott was just starting his Sabres career, and they were still going for it, going for the cup.
Well, it's, you know, when I look at Buffalo and I look at Edmonton, and, you know, Edmonton may be slightly ahead, but, you know, they've got a lot of problems. Buffalo seems to have a lot of problems. The one advantage have the Sabres right now, I think they are clearly our worst team, which means it's going to have them finish 30th. You've mentioned they haven't made any moves to try to improve. If anything, maybe they ship off a veteran or two. But this team is destined for 30th. And in Buffalo, quickly, Bill, are they more pro McDavid or Eichel for fans?
Oh, they want... They want McDavid, obviously, like everyone else. I mean, I guess they would settle for Eichel. It's a pretty good settle guy to have. But, yeah, totally McDavid.
Appreciate your time again.
All right. Thank you, guys.